That means Republicans. Yeah, you know, we've had the war on women. We had Paul Ryan driving a senior off a cliff. I mean, we've seen all of this stuff over the years, and if you hang around long enough, you'll think you've seen it all. Now we've got the label Ultra MAGA. Ultra MAGA. And that's by the way, Make America Great Again, for those of you that have been living under a rock. But gentleman Jim Dallas, this ultra MAGA label is out there in full force. Everybody on the Democrat side starting to use it.
Yeah, I mean, instead of going after Trump, because obviously he's not on the ballot this time out, they have decided to take all Republicans and put them in a basket of deplorables. That term back in 2016 that Hillary Clinton...
It turned the election. It turned the election around.
It literally did. Clinton advisors themselves say that that remark played a significant part in shifting those undecided voters over to Trump. So, ultra MAGA. I mean, that sounds kind of like a positive moniker. And we've got... Elise Stefanik, she says, "I am ultra mega." She's proud of it. Of course, she's from New York, and she's going to be using that a lot, that she is ultra mega. And Matt Gaetz there in Florida, same thing. They are embracing this ultra mega title because we know what it did with Hillary's campaign back in 2016. So, again, what are they going to do, Kevin? They really don't have anything to offer other than basically deflect all the problems that are going on in today's society. And we just went down the list a few minutes ago about what is important to the American voter, and they're not touching it on the Democrat side. They are full in with this abortion issue, and it's about fourth at best on the list of people who are going to be going to the ballot boxes before the end of this month, even.
Well, but that's why I love this ultra MAGA label. I first heard Chuck Schumer do it, then I heard Nancy Pelosi do it, and now everybody on the Democrat side is using it. The problem is, it's not going to move any of the MAGA folks. You know, the people that unconditionally support the former president. It's not going to do anything to move those people. The big question is, and this is something that we'll have to look at some polling on, and that is this whole notion of the whole deal of the ultra MAGA label and how it impacts independents. I mean, I think the independents are the kind of the wild card in this midterm election. What are they going to do? Are they going to side with Trump, or are they going to end up siding with people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi?
But when you look at that poll that we referenced a little while ago, a lot of the independents were pretty much right there in line with the Republicans, those people that were supporting it. So it kind of makes you wonder if this is a negative label or a positive label.
Yeah.
But at least the people in Congress, the people that's affecting them, the Republicans, they're saying, bring it on. We are ultra MAGA, and we wear that like a Superman's cape.
Wow. We're going to set aside some time in our next half hour to talk about that very thing, the independents. And if you're an independent, I would love to talk to you. In fact, I'll open up our phone lines right now. We'll clear all of our lines out at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Because I want to talk to independents and see how you are leaning. See how you are leaning 3 weeks from the start of early voting. And that's about where we are. We got about 3 weeks left before early voting. We have... The home ballots will go out in a week or two, and people can start voting that way. It's going to be fascinating to see, though, independents how they move, And if they move at all, or they may just stay independent, they're obviously not going to vote in a closed primary. Can't do it. They can't do it. But you know, when it comes to November 8th, where are they going to be? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 2:31, I get a bird's eye view here of the conditions on the area freeways. Thanks to our traffic cams here in the KMZQ studio. I do see a lot of congestion there on the Beltway. I'm looking for an incident. It's not showing up, but you're still going to be touching the brakes as you work your way there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie. Heavy volumes on the 15 right now as you travel through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You're averaging about 50 miles per hour through there between Flamingo and Charleston. Lane restrictions do continue downtown as well on Interstate 515. That's eastbound at Main Street and westbound at Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Las Vegas Aces are coming off their first loss of the season. They will look to stay above 500 as they continue their road trip playing against Atlanta in a game that's going to be coming up tomorrow night. Raiders football, the team bringing in wide receiver Keelan Cole. He signs a one-year deal. Last year, he was with the Jets on a one-year deal where he caught 28 passes for 449 yards and a touchdown, appearing in 15 games. Prior to his time with the Jets, he spent his first four seasons of his career with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
You can't get much for $5 these days. Unless you go to Wendy's for a $5 Biggie Bag. Get your choice of double stack, junior bacon cheeseburger, or crispy chicken BLT. Plus, four-piece nugs, fries, and a drink. All for just $5. That was smooth, wasn't it? That's how you're going to feel when you get that Biggie Bag at Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes four-piece nuggets, small soft drink, and small fry. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we got primary elections going on right now all across the country. And in fact, Donald J. Trump is 55-0 last time I checked on primary endorsements. 55-0. The left is saying, well, it's just an aberration. It's, you know, this is just red states. Wait till he gets to blue states and he won't do quite as well. That remains to be seen. But these are all Republican primaries that we're talking about. David Bossie is a guy that helped Donald Trump get elected. He and Corey Lewandowski ran the campaign, the Trump campaign early on. He is also a pretty smart dude. He is the president of Citizens United and the producer of a new documentary film, Rigged, all about Mark Zuckerberg and spending $400 million of his own money. Yeah, yeah. This is an amazing, amazing story of how a partisan Democrat spent his own money to influence the 2020 election. And the dumb thing is, he was successful. I asked David Bossie about the new film, and what is the movie Rigged all about?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Our film, Rigged, is a film that I, for the last 18 months, just like a lot of Americans, have been thirsty for the facts and evidence that match up with President Trump's accusation, if you will, that the election was rigged and stolen before Election Day, and that he never had a chance. And what we have done in my motivation to find evidence to do that, we uncovered it. And this film is it lays out exactly what Mark Zuckerberg did. He spent $400 million of his own money, $400 million in about the last 4 months of the election cycle, totally off the books. Nobody knew it. Nobody saw it coming. And he did it under the guise of COVID. We need to have safe elections. And look at this great guy, Mark Zuckerberg. He's going to come in here and save us. Well, guess what? The money was managed by David Plouffe, the chief strategist for the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. And David Plouffe was Barack Obama's campaign manager. And they ran the money through organizations like the Center for Tech and Civic Life, which is run by other Obama acolytes. And these hardcore leftists who scientifically, using data and data modeling, figured out where this money needed to go to help Joe Biden. And if you don't think $400 million is a lot of money, which it is, of course, everybody thinks it is, but the DNC, the Democrat National Committee, spent $460 for their TV ads and their digital operation and their offices and their staff in a two-year presidential election cycle. Just to put it in perspective, $460 in 2 years by the DNC, $400 million just as a get-out-the-vote effort in the last 4 months to just help Joe Biden.
Let me just ask you, where was the FEC? I mean, the folks at in the government that are supposed to, you know, corral all of this wild, crazy money.
Yeah, well, that's the interesting part. So the way the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative operated was it gave the $400 million to one of these two organizations, but one of them was the Center for Tech and Civic Life. That organization is a 501c3, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization that doesn't report to the FEC because it's not supposed to take part in any kind of election operations or electioneering. And they didn't. In my mind, they dealt with election, with early voting, with drop boxes, with hiring employees, but they did it to help Joe Biden. You see what I'm saying? So it wasn't for TV commercials, but it was for equally important things. And so there was no requirement, no disclosure of any of this money until the Center for Tech and Civic Life, one of these groups, filed their 990s, which is their tax returns for the year 2020. And they only filed them in January of this year, just 3 or 4 months ago, at the end of January. So our team went through them and uncovered what they did. And that's the only reason that we're able to even piece it together. And by the way, Mark Zuckerberg, about a week after this movie came out, Rigged, he announced, I am no longer going to finance election operations anymore, because he got caught. And now, do I trust him, and do I believe that other left-wing billionaires could do this, could, you know, fill his shoes? Certainly. But we beat one guy, and we called him out, and sunlight is, as your grandmother used to say, the best disinfectant. And that is really still true today. So we're highly focused on making sure the American people understand that there is evidence and there are facts that support President Trump's allegation that the election was rigged before Election Day. And you watch this film and you cannot come away from it without the understanding that Mark Zuckerberg's $400 million put his thumb on the scale for Joe Biden long before Election Day even happened. And that's why we call the film Rigged. Folks can go to rigged2020.com. You can watch the trailer. You can stream the film right from there on any device anywhere around the world, for that matter. And it's interesting. You see the power of Facebook because it's a worldwide company. People in over 60 nations around the world have streamed our film Rigged. So it's pretty exciting to see how successful the film has been around the world.
And you don't have to worry about trying to book it into theaters around the country. People can do it right in their own living room. And again, David Bossy joining us, the president of Citizens United, a former Trump campaign advisor, and of course the producer of this new documentary, Rigged. I want to ask you, the former president, Donald J. Trump, who you know very well and you communicate with on a regular basis, last time I checked, he's like 55-0 in endorsements. What do you make of this? And people, you know, on the left have tried to poo-poo and say, oh, no, these are in red states, and, you know, this is not a big surprise. What about it?
Well, his endorsement is the most powerful endorsement in political history. There's been no one whose endorsement is more sought after and more important to have in a Republican primary. So you could be in the rubiest red of states, and having his endorsement is key. Just last week in Ohio, J.D. Vance, before he received Donald Trump's endorsement, was at about 6% and had been at about 6% for a year that he'd been in the race. And from the time he endorsed, about 2 weeks later, the primary happened, and he was at, I believe, at 32 or 33% and won it pretty handily. So his endorsement is the gold standard. People can, you know, try to poo-poo it, but I got to tell you, it's vitally important. I believe Adam Laxalt in your state has the president's endorsement, and this president is active in trying to get America First candidates, you know, who support his policies, and somebody who is going to go to the United States Senate, go to Congress, go to the governor's mansion, and put America first. And that's what President Trump wants to see. He wants to see, you know, people who are patriots, who want to do the right thing for the right reason, and that's why he gets involved in a lot of these races.
David, I saw one of your op-eds on FoxNews.com about Hunter Biden and how the White House can run, but it can't hide much longer. Are we getting to the end of this investigation?
No, I think we're just really in the beginning phases. Look, you know, and it's really interesting, and it's a parallel to our film in the sense that the mainstream media controls the narrative on everything in America, right? They want to tell you what you're supposed to know and not tell you what they don't want you to know. And the Hunter Biden laptop story is a perfect example. They, 2 years ago, decided that the Hunter Biden laptop story was not something the American people needed to know about, and they suppressed those stories. They took the New York Post, who broke the story, you know, off of all, you know, platforms, right, off of Twitter and Facebook and all this. All of them did it in conjunction, and the mainstream media poo-pooed it and didn't even talk about it. And now 2 years later, every American is told, oh, wait, oops, it is a real story and it is a big deal. Well, guess what? That's called election interference, folks. That's the mainstream media helping Joe Biden beat Donald Trump because they hated President Trump more than they love this country, and they influenced the outcome by not putting the story out there. And it's the same thing with this Zuckerberg story. They don't want to cover this story. Why don't they want to cover the story about whether it's our film or the election integrity issues? Because they have claimed to the American people that our election was the safest, most secure in American history in our lifetime. Guess what? The American people know it wasn't. And when they talk about Zuckerberg and putting his thumb on the scale and telling the American people about rigged or even just the basis of rigged, the American people say, wait a minute, maybe the president was telling the truth. Maybe the big lie isn't that the election was rigged, but that the mainstream media continues to lie to us about it. That's the problem we're in today.
Yeah. David Bossie, a good guy, and he's been a regular on this program over the last few years, in particular, along with Corey Lewandowski when he was running the Trump campaign back in 2015, 2016. David Bossie, president of Citizens United, and that film is Rigged, R-I-G-G-E-D. Coming up, what is Adam Laxalt saying about Catherine Cortez Masto and her vote yesterday on the abortion rights bill? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChadhaForNevada.com.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes, and we'd love to say yes at Dollar Loan Center.
You heard it straight from Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in real cash. It's easy, quick, and safe. We have over 50 locations where you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here on Live and Local, we make our phone lines available to you. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. If you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know. He'll let me know. He'll whisper to my ear, and I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you a little extra love. We might even move you up in line. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're up, and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm actually a Montana resident. God bless Mr. Jim Dallas. We used to listen to your Wake Up America. I used to be a Minuteman. Anyway, right now, sincerely, we gave a written report to the FBI, walked in and gave it to them, and it turns out that the intake officer is some Democrat, and they haven't moved on it, but here's what's going on. In DEF CON and Black Hat is a hacking convention that you guys have down in Vegas every year, and they literally train cyber criminals. They have a class called Voting Village. FBI, you listening? They got a class called Voting Village, and they train cyber criminals, hackers, and they get jobs through temp agencies, Democrat funded, and Sisolak knows about this, and they're the ones that set up the voting machines. Now, their exact spy assignment is this. At the end of the night, they walk over to the voting systems, they offload the data, then they erase everything on the system, and then they send a fake number up to the central server. Now, we tried to get the DNI, I was working with Robert Radcliffe, to get Waldeep Singh, Waldeep Singh. He's a 20-year sales veteran for Dominion. He said he would testify if anybody asked him. And that's what the problem is, that they alter the data, delete everything, and send it up. So right now we're in trouble. What I'm asking is that we have no delete and keep all the – secure the data, and we have to stop DEF CON and Black Hat hackers. Jeff Moss and Jake Braun were hired by Obama and Biden ever since 2000. I've been working on this for 10 years. So Biden hired Joe Biden and Obama hired Jeff Moss and Jake Braun, and they have been operating and controlling the voting systems of all this time. Now, Jake Braun, let's submit this as evidence. FBI, are you listening? Jake Braun, there's a video, WH-EX liaison Jake Braun, kids hack voting systems. They train children to hack into voting systems and commit cybercrime.
Hey, Steve. Now, Steve, I hate to cut you short, but we're coming to the end of the show. Sorry about that. But the DOJ can get them to not destroy evidence. They can order that. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you. and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country. And you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting